ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. Once again, the captain and crew of HMS Tridebridge are completely in the muck. In Captain Povey's outer office, they eagerly await the call to his inner sanctum. Fearless, firm, determined, clear-eyed, resolute they stand, wondering which one will nip out the back way when the others aren't watching. My bet is that it'll be Lieutenant Commander Staunton. How the others ever got him as far as the outer office is a mystery.
Yes. Well, if you chaps like to hang on here, I shan't be long. I've just remembered it's time to change the water for me bait, you see.
Oh,
I can't leave the little chaps swimming around in a foggy sludge, can I? Oh, they'll lose their way and bash their heads on the side of me jam jar, you know.
Oh, nasty.
Yes.
So, let's look on the bright side, eh? What?
Well, that's a bit tricky when you're flopping about in foggy sludge, isn't it, sir?
Now, I mean, having to come here does mean that Leslie can chat his fiancé, doesn't it, eh?
I was wondering when you think about that, darling.
Did you?
Mm.
Yes? Well, now then, yes, how are you? dear.
Found me! Ask that for passionate love with a little.
Yes.
This will be it. Hello, sir.
I suppose it's asking too much, but that load of idiots from Troutbridge haven't turned up yet, have they?
Yes, sir. All the idiots are here.
Do you mind?
Wonders will never cease. Send them in, please.
Aye, aye, sir. When?
Steady, Henry. Now.
Okay. No, Judy, in the nicest possible way, I think it would be safer if I took Captain Purvey's call.
Well, you can't take him for a bit, because we've got a lot to talk about.
But he's waiting for you.
Well, let him wait. Now, darling, what's happening this evening? Huh?
Mr. Phillips.
Yeah. You're wanted.
Come along, Noddy.
I'm just coming, old big ears. Oh, him you mean.
Come in, gentlemen, come in. Close the door after you. Now then, gentlemen, this matter is to be treated as top secret. Troutbridge is to have some modifications carried out on her immediately. You're to sail to Rosyth tomorrow morning, if Sub-Lieutenant Phillips knows where. Well, where is the fool?
Oh, darling. Well, last seen him, he sort of chat in his taxi ever, sir.
Oh, he was he? Excuse me a minute, gentlemen.
Now, that would be quite enough of that.
It most certainly will.
Do you mind, my fiancé? Lummy, it's you, darling.
And about time to win here.
Rather, yes, sir. Absolutely, sir. At once, sir. Sorry, pardon.
Well, as I was saying, you are to proceed to Scotland. And it might help if Mr. Phillips could try to take the right chance with him for once.
You leave it to me, sir.
Yes, I always have in the past, and that's why we're trying to guard against it this time. Well, that's about all, gentlemen.
There is just one thing, sir. We're going to need time to refuel.
Oh, no, you're not. You should have sufficient fuel for that trip, even allowing for navigational errors. Besides, if you go into the dockyard with any to spare, you'll only plug it to a local firm.
Yeah, exactly, sir. That's why I want to refuel now.
No, just the fair name of Pertwee is besmirched. Possibly, but the fuel oil of Povis isn't going to be besmirched.
Oh, very droll, sir.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Henry comes out with them at times, you know.
Yeah, he wants to put them back again a bit sharpish.
Get back to your ship and make ready to cast off tomorrow morning.
Morning, Chief. Seen Lieutenant Commander Staunton around yet?
Yes, sir. He's just come aboard, sir. He said he hoped the young captain is waiting, but he had to pop out to do a bit of shopping.
Pop?
Oh, hackle, I suppose.
Yes, that's right, old grape shop, yes. A lightweight stainless steel fishing rod. Beautiful piece of work. Got it quickly enough.
Especially for what, sir?
Well, for the salmon, of course. We are still going salmon fishing, aren't we? Well, let's get underway then.
Well, we can't just yet, Mr. Phillips. He's still on the dock side.
What?
Why isn't he aboard?
Well, I think he and his boat were having a sailor's farewell. Last thing, cloakers on the chops were blowing about immoderate.
Where are they? Right, Wilson, put a stop to this. Give me the lad Haler. Now then, where is he? Oh, good heavens, they're still at it.
Oh, but a lovely technique. I mean, look at that. Look at it. Look at that lovely Montgomery cliff. Oh. All right, look. Look now. Yes. Now he's switched. He's switched to the Marlon Brando. All right, now he's in the flying mare. And the off Nelson's up. Enough. Ooh. She's countered that with a beautiful forearm smash.
Ooh. Oh, sir, now there.
Yeah. Quiet, please. Yes. Ahoy there, Philip. Why, Valentino.
Come aboard at once.
We're ready to sail.
Right-ho. Shan't be long.
Did you hear that? Right-ho. Shan't be long. I'm not holding up a frigate for him to snog.
Well, I wouldn't interrupt him again, sir. He can be very touchy at times.
So can I.
Mr. Philip!
So what is it now?
It's a court-martial if you don't obey orders.
Oh, very funny, sir.
Mr. Philip, I am not being very funny. Get aboard.
You must go.
But Dean can't talk to me like that.
Oh, let me hurry up.
Yes, but I mean...
Move, darling, move. And don't forget to write.
Oh, well,
goodbye.
All right, darling. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, darling.
Yes, goodbye, darling.
Don't forget to write.
No.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, darling.
Touching, isn't it?
Yes, very. Well, at least he's halfway up the gangplank.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, darling.
Oh, blimey, that awful guy.
We could let go of the gangplank and drop him in, I suppose. Oh, my gampies are there a bit.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, darling.
Let go, gangplank.
Let's go,
guns,
Langley, sir.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye,
sir. Murderers, you'll shrink his little suit. Don't you touch that beastly line, darling. Swim on. Swim on.
Bother it. Down a bit.
Left hand. Bother it down a bit, he said.
Odd, you know. I just thought we should have been there by now. After all, we have been at sea for 3 days. I said I thought we...
Steady.
At that, Chief.
Steady. At that, Chief.
You're not still sulking, are you? I said...
Yes.
Oh. Well, see if I care.
Don't bring Leslie.
It's been a funny old day, hasn't it?
Right hand up, Chief.
Right hand up, it is, sir.
But surely that'll take us away from Scotland.
Steady.
That's that, Chief.
Steady. That is it, sir.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Mr. Phillips, where are we?
At sea. Sir, I know that, but which bit?
The north bit.
If you must know, sir.
The north? Are you sure? I mean, I know the North Sea can be pretty cold at times, but this is blooming perishing.
He's right, you know, Mr. Phillips. There's more than a sharp nip in the air, you know. Hurt me nose and toes is through.
I've been navigating according to my chart, and if you're not satisfied, why don't you ask that Scottish fisherman in his rowing boat over to starboard?
Chief, give that chap a shout, will you?
Ahoy there, Scottish fisherman! Where are we, this raw, brief, moonless... Guys!
Tell me, just how luck. A Geordie.
No, I don't think so, Chief. I'll try this time. Ahoy there!
Yeah?
Thank you. Where are these, please? Where is this, bitten of water?
Oh, I didn't know you spoke foreign, sir.
What is it? Oh, no.
Oh, yeah!
Sweden? Mr. Phillips, what have you done? Drop one. I mean, give me those charts. Now, what on earth is... These charts aren't for Scotland. They're for Gotland.
Well, they're jolly accurate. That island on the horizon must be Gotland, and that land over there must be Sweden.
By God, I'm jolly proud of it, Leslie.
Just by reading those charts, I got us here.
Oh, well done.
Oh, great, sir. And how are we going to get back?
Well, it's simple. Turn the charts upside down, steer backwards.
That's not quite what I meant, sir. I was thinking about fuel.
Fuel?
Fuel. That one, what we've not got a lot of. Yeah, what we not got the lot what we should have got because some clock said we hadn't got a lot of what?
No.
What we ain't got a lot of what of? What we ain't? A lot of elf. I can't find a way out.
All right, steady down. Chief, assuming we are off Gotham, how much fuel do you think we have left?
Well, then...
Easy, sir. None.
Here I say. We stop.
My word, Mr. Phillips, you catch on quickly at times, don't you? Bridge, number one here.
Starboard lookout, lead in Seaman Goldstein, Captain, sir. What's up?
What's up?
Yes, sir, why are we stopped?
Oh, well, we've run out of oil.
Really? Serve their lordships right for not using good Welsh coal instead.
Hello, Goldstein.
Oh, you've had that. Once he gets in one about Home Rule or Happy Hastings, he switches off and he goes all cloth ears on you.
Yes, I had noticed. Well, gentlemen, it would seem that thanks to a certain party on this bridge, we're stuck. Aren't we, Mr. Phillips? On. Frankly, after all this time, I imagine Captain Povey must be wondering where we've got to.
Yes, and probably everybody else in the rollicking lordship downwards by now.
Well, I suppose we could send them a signal.
Eh? Mm-hmm. Oh, hardly, sir. And I would only wondering. A few of those nasty little darty. They'll let them well know we're in the muck again.
Yes. He wants thinking about it.
Morning, Heather. Any news yet? Not a peep from anywhere. Just as the navies of the world are searching for them, that's all. Well, a fortnight is rather a long time to Scotland, I suppose. Not when my fiancé is navigating. He always goes the prettier route. By now, he's probably got Troutbridge up some backwater of the Amazon and can't turn round. Oh, hardly.
You mean hardly? He's done it before.
Mind you, I am getting a bit worried.
So is everyone else. If only they'd send a signal.
Judy, dear. Whenever they drop a monumental clangor like this, they never send a signal. They always hope that nobody notices a frigate missing from the galley.
Well?
Yes, thank you, sir. Very.
No, good. I meant, well, has anybody heard anything?
No, not so far, sir. Oh, perhaps this is something. It might be good news. Hello? Captain Purvis' office?
This is the Admiral. Put the old fool on, quick.
Oh, very good, sir.
Hello, sir. Captain Povey at this end.
Captain Povey's busted big end. Oh. Well, I'm not surprised the way he shouts down the blower. Oh, never mind, you'll do. What's your name?
Povey, sir.
Povey, is it? Oh, well, I've got some bad news for you. Your brother's busted big end.
No. No, he hasn't, sir. It was me that bust my big end.
Do let a chap get a word in, Povey. Have you seen the papers this morning?
Well, not exactly, sir. You see, my wife only let me read yesterday's when I'm lighting my little boiler, so I'm always...
Will you stop filling my lug hole with a lot of old madam about your relatives, Povey? Creeping ivy, we've got a ship missing. And you waffle on about your brother's big end and your wife's little boiler.
No, sir, it was...
Povey! They've got him.
Who has? Yeah, I mean, we've got what, sir?
Oh, you read about it, did you? Bit much, isn't it?
What is?
Why, all these Iron Curtain countries claiming Troutbridge has surrendered to them, of course.
What? But can't have it. It's impossible. I don't believe it. They wouldn't. They couldn't. I just don't know what to say.
Well, I say you're taking it jolly calm, Simone.
What do you want me to do?
Do? Well, get them back, of course. Troutbridge must be returned to base at all costs. Rear Admiral Armbridge and I signed for her years ago. If we don't get her back, van goes to our pension.
Yeah, fine, sir. Fine.
And yours. Well, that's it, Povey. Look after your big end. There's some treacherous weather about, you know.
Oh, thank you, sir. It wasn't mine, sir. Hello. Will run out. And then in another day or two, the water will run out. But then in another day or two...
All right, Chief. We all realize that we can't stay here forever.
Oh, I could hold on. Yes. Wonderful spot for fishing, this is. I'm going to try my new rod out in a minute. Not that it will do any good, of course. Yeah, you've got to keep trying, haven't you? Well, you may not have to, but I do. Good morning.
You know, I've been thinking about this, and well... Frankly, I do not feel I owe you chance and apology. No, seriously, I do, you know.
Now, we must take some action. I'm going to get Mr. Bates and send a signal.
Bates is here. Who wants him and what's up?
Number one here, and I do wish everybody wouldn't say what's up whenever I buzz at them.
Oh, what? The funny partner, man.
Granted. That's it. We shall have to admit defeat. Send a signal to Captain Purdy, giving our position, and tell him we've run out of fuel, will you?
Well, I will if you like, but I rather think it'll start something rather nasty.
I'm blind sure it will.
Never mind, I'll do my best. Unfortunately, we've got a bit of trouble with the transmitter this morning. I haven't traced it yet, but it looks as if we might have a short somewhere. Leave it to Basie anyway. I'll try to start sending straight away.
Good man. What the blazes? Tell me, what are all those flashes?
One! Now we know what Bates' short was. It's the captain's steel fishing rod touching the radio mark.
Oh,
Stop it, I say. Oh, pins and needles. Oh, let go, you bounder. You're melting it. Oh, give over. Oh, my poor little putty. All right, who did it? Come on, hold up. Who blew up my fishing rod?
What's that? Bridge number one here.
Bates here. Who did it? Who blew up my fountain?
Well, it was
him, was it? Wait till I get my hands on him. I'll have Batesy for Bates.
I gave our position and got as far as half run out of fuel, when the throttle throttle blew up and everywhere got far the wall.
Well, can you repair it?
Give it a couple of years or so, certainly, a man.
Oh, well, I'll see you later about that.
Well, sir, that was a good idea while it lasted. Now, if I may make so bold.
Oh, please do.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay. There's a full tank of fuel in a sea boat, sir, and I reckon at an economical speed we might just make Stockholm in it, sir. It's a Swedish naval dockyard, sir, and we could get them to send out a tanker to refuel us.
But why on earth didn't you suggest this before?
Well, I like it here. It was peaceful.
Oh, really? I think Admiralty won't mind us buying fuel like this.
If we play it my way, sir, they'll never know. If we do a slight repaint job on the launch, we should get the fuel for free.
What on earth do you mean?
Well, a slight alteration to the name, sir. I mean, if we made it read, Fratenbridgen. The perhaps in a Stockholm dockyard, we'll take with a frigate from the Swedish Navy and give us all the fuel without arguing. If that paperwork's anything like ours, we'll all be on a pension before they come and they haven't got a seat.
All right, then. We'll try it. Get working on it at once. Then, first we do.
Captain Purvey's office.
Middleville here, Director of Naval Expenses. Captain Purvey's office.
Oh, yes, sir. He works here.
A moot point, but you could be right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, you could be right. Bung him on, would you?
Aye, aye, sir.
Hello, Captain Purvey here.
Great news, Purvey. I've had intelligence on the phone and Trubbridge has escaped.
What?
First, we picked up a signal which said, have run. Then their transmitter failed. At first, we thought it was to say, have run away, but obviously it would have been, have run the gauntlet, because they'd been sighted headed back. My word, the relief. If it was a frigate like that, and my books would have gone for the right button.
Oh, this is wonderful news. Thank goodness they're safe.
Their lordship's words, exactly. Purvey, they should be docking in Pompeii tomorrow. The Admiral and Rear Admiral Ironbridge are coming down to give them an official welcome. It'll be a big do, yes, a big do.
Oh, come.
Flag, bunting, press, high tea with the Lord Mayor, the work. No expenses to be spared, and you don't know how it hurts me to say that.
Yeah. Leave it to me, sir.
I was going to, yes. Right, get working on it, Purvey. A big do, that's what we want, a big do. They've suffered, those men. By George, yes, they must have suffered. Magnificent show getting back under their own steam like this makes the man proud.
Quite, sir. Under their own, and... Wait a minute, sir, that's odd. They only had enough fuel to get to Rosyth. How have they been behind the Iron Curtain and back?
How should I know, old man? Perhaps they rode the Perisher. Can't stop now. Just get the reception laid on, Purvey. A big do, mind a big do.
Aye, aye, sir.
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, is it, sir?
Easy now. Easy.
Don't hit the dock this time, for heaven's sake, Mr. Phillips. There are far too many witnesses.
Yes. Odd, isn't it? Must be Carnival Day or something.
I'm afraid it isn't, sir. And I'm afraid I also know what it's for, sir.
Us. What?
Yes. Perhaps I was one of them tiny transistor imitated wireless. Here, everybody seems to think we've been behind the Iron Curtain and escaped.
Oh, good heaven. You mean all this racket is for us?
Well, not to put too fine a point on it, sir. Yes.
Nummy. I don't think I feel very well.
Oh, yes, you do, sir. Yes, you feel marvellous, sir. We're in the clear, sir.
Well, we're in the something, anyway.
Don't you see, sir? As long as we don't deny anything, we'll be in the load of gallant gents and hell-class heroes.
Yeah. Well, having snitched all that fuel from Sweden, I suppose we may as well go on.
Of course, of course.
Doc's side's coming up.
What? What? Oh, right.
Right.
No, left. Left.
Left. Left. Left. Left.
Steady at that.
Steady that it is, sir.
Back a bit.
Back a bit it is, sir.
Slipper into neutral. mind the Admiral and whoa.
Whoa, it is, sir.
Whoa.
Tie up. Hold it up.
I did it. I docked without hitting anything. I am proud of Leslie. Land of hope and
All right. Quick, gentlemen, let's get ashore and see if we can talk our way out of this little lot. We're keeping the Admiral and the rest of the top brass waiting.
Oh, after you, sir.
This way.
Oh, do get out of me way, Ironbridge. Are these the Indians now?
Yes, yes. See, the yes, sir, the country. Yes, conquering heroes. Yes, sir.
Shut up, you old fool.
Good afternoon, sir. Sorry we're late.
Who's me, mate? Oh, it's Ironbridge, but never mind about him. Oh, this is a grand show. The nation's proud of you.
Excuse me. Sorry, pardon, all right. Leslie, darling, you're all right.
Yes, you're not so bad yourself. Hello, darling.
Oh, hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hello, darling.
Oh, blimey, now they're off a game as well.
Oh, yes. So they are. Yes, my word.
Aha, Nelson.
Aha, yes. And now the Marlon Brando. Yes, yes.
Stop it at once.
Do you mind? We've only just started.
Jump off one. What the blazes have been going on? Where on earth have you been? I've got a bill for hundreds of gallons of fuel from the Swedish Navy. These fools nicked it all.
Ladies
and gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
No, we were nowhere near there at the time, and if we were, it was some other ship.
It was not.
Yes, called Trudwidgeon from the film of the same name. I mean, there was this wooden horse, you see.
And on this auspicious occasion...
Oh,
never in the field of you!
He
can sort the blasted thing out.
And that was Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray and John Pertwee working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Lieutenant Commander Staunton was played by Ronnie Barker, Captain Povey was Richard Caldicott, Judy was Judy Cornwell, Heather was Heather Chasen, Lieutenant Bates was Michael Bates, and the Admiral was played by Tenniel Evans. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.
Leslie Phillips is now appearing in The Big Killing at the Princess Theatre, London.